Okay, so just as Laura said, we are starting a new series today looking at what is church. do I have my slides on? What is church? And we're starting today looking at the called out ones. And you can tell from the scriptures we have read that the church is the called out one. Right, next slide, please. Now, I want you to have a look at this slide. I hope you can see the pictures. There are three pictures there. And I want you to tell me which picture is church. Oh, come on. Made it so easy. Are you sure? Can you recognize the first one? Where does it look like? Christ Church, yeah. You can see the beams, yeah. It's Christchurch, and the other two are random pictures. So you're saying that all the three pictures are church? Potentially. Why did you say that, Mitch? It depends what they're doing. Okay, anybody else has a thought about that? Depends what they're doing, okay? All right. Nobody has any other thoughts about that, yeah? You agree they are all church, yeah? Okay, we'll come back to that later. The next slide, please. Do we know that? What's that? The greatest showman. Oh, sorry, it's a bit blurred on this side. But if you look at this side, you probably could see it better. And that is PJ Barnum, played by Hugh Jackman, in the middle, with his crew, his unusual crew. How did he go about getting the greatest show going on? Let's watch this clip as a reminder. I believe many of us have probably seen the movie, or probably not. Sorry? Seven times. It's a good movie, very good movie. But what was going on there? Sorry? He was recruiting people. He was recruiting, but what kind of people was he recruiting? Those that were different from everyday people. Those people that were not seen, but yet were unique and had unique abilities. In fact, on the poster or the flyer, it said, unique curiosities. And PJ Barnum went about looking for them and made stars out of them. Next slide, please. Now, you'll be pleased to know that the word church is not a religious word. I know, we think church. It's not a religious word. Now, Jesus used the word church to describe a people. Just before he was arrested and crucified, he was talking to his disciples and he said, "Who do people say that I am?" And they said, "Oh, some say you're Elijah, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're this, some say you're that." And he said, "Okay, that's what people say, but who do you say that I am?" And then Peter, with divine inspiration, said, "You are the Messiah. You are the Christ, the Son of God." And he said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed that to you." He said, "You are Petros," that's Peter, "and on this Petra, on this rock solid revelation you have revealed, I will build my church." Now, when Jesus used the word church, they were familiar with it, even though it was not a religious term. It was a term that was used in the mainstream. It was a circular term. In fact, it was common, widely used in the Roman Empire at the time. I think the Greeks developed the concept, and the Romans employed it. And the word church in the Greek original language means ecclesia, where we get ecclesiology from, which means the study of church. And ecclesia means those who have been called out from among the people to perform a special task, like the Avengers. It's like you've called them out from the people. But you've just called them out. You've given them something to do. They've been called out to perform a special task. You see, in those times, the Romans would go invade, conquer. But then because they lacked the finesse the Greeks had, the Greeks were the thinkers, the philosophers. They were the ones with the refined culture. So the Romans adopted the ecclesia concept. So they'll go invade, conquer, and then the emperor will send an ecclesia to go and start to teach the culture of Rome, to start to infiltrate the host culture or the colonies with the practices of Rome. And you will see that even further down the line, even with the British Empire. That's why in Africa, people still wear suits under hot weather. That's why people speak English in schools. That's why people still drink tea, even though it's 40 degrees hot. Why? Because the culture of the British Empire infiltrated the host culture. And that's the concept of the ecclesia. They are ambassadors. So they represent the emperor and they go in and do the job. That's why Apostle Paul, even though he was Jew, was a Roman citizen. He wasn't born in Rome. But because of the acculturation that had happened through the ecclesia, he became a Roman citizen by just being born in Tarsus. So the church are people called out, the unusual people, people who think they're a mess or who see that they're broken. We all are, because that's what happened through Adam and Eve. But then we're called out of that darkness into light. Jesus comes like P.J. Barnum, or even better than P.J. Barnum, because he exaggerated some of those things. But Jesus came and called us out and said, "This is who you are." You see, because darkness is ignorance. Most times when darkness is used in the Bible, it talks about not having illumination. It talks about not knowing who you are, not knowing who God is. So you're in the dark. You're ignorant. So he calls you out of that darkness and brings you into a place where you're aware, where you know. If you find yourself in a very dark room and you've never been in that dark room before, guess what will happen when you try walking about? What will happen? You stumble, you bump into things. Why? Because you don't know where you are. If you've been born in a dark room all your life, never had a mirror, you probably would not even know who you are until you step into light. And if the light is switched on, you say, "Oh, so that box is there. Oh, that chair is there. Oh, that's where the door is." Because light makes everything visible. So the church have been called out of darkness into light so that we can truly see and know who God is. But it doesn't stop there. It said, "So that you may declare his praises." Now you can go and tell others, "I know what it is. I know who he is. I can declare his praises." We can go tell, just like the ecclesia will go tell of the emperor and try to bring the culture of Rome We are bringing the culture of the kingdom of God, where it's righteousness, peace, and joy. That's why Jesus said this. He said, when you go to a house or you go to a city, what's the first thing he said you should always say when you step into that house? Peace. Because you're coming as the ecclesia. You're not coming to fight. You're coming to bring peace. I don't know if I've shared this before. I used to have a great uncle. Whenever he visited us, the first thing he'll say is, "The peace of the Lord is upon this house." Every single time. He will declare it. So we're coming and saying, peace to you. Wholeness. Health. Well-being. Peace to you and your house. We bless the house first with what the king has said. And then if they offer us anything, we eat it. We accept it. And they host us for the time we're there for. So that's what it means to be called out. We've been called out of darkness into light. Next slide, please. This is the last slide. There was a man who was equally called out. In fact, everything we are and everything we know is all linked up to this man called Abraham. The three greatest religions in the world come from him. Islam, Judaism, Christianity, all stem from Abraham. And Abraham was an idol worshiper. In other words, he created something and thought that was God. He worshipped that thing diligently as if it was God. Until God called him out of that darkness and said, "You know what, Abraham?" At that time it was Abram. "You know what, Abram? If you come out of this and go where I am sending you, I'll bless you. I'll make your name great. I'll make you a great nation. In fact, all the families in the world will be blessed because of you. If you choose to come out of darkness, if you choose to come into light, then I'll bless you." And Abraham thought, that's a fantastic deal. And Abraham left everything behind and followed God. He came out of darkness into light. Abraham was the first Hebrew. Now, Hebrew is not somebody who makes tea and coffee. Hebrew means the one who has crossed over. Who has crossed over from darkness to light. So, you are the called out ones. Now, Timothy said this, and I'll end our reading that Brenda brought to us. He said, not because of anything we have done. It's not because we've done anything special. It's because he loved us. And he died for us. So he's called us out. So that we can be everything God wants us to be. Amen.